Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Free the People Rock and other local organizations aimed for striving for racial equality gathered yesterday to bring awareness to an arrest from Sunday in which they claim officers used excessive force, and they say they have video to prove it. So the story is, back on July 5th, officers with RPD responded to the area of Pennsylvania Avenue and 6th Street for the report of a male shot. Police say officers found a 16-year-old who was transported by ambulance to an area hospital. According to RPD, while officers were investigating the crime, they were approached by a group of around 25 people who began to yell at the officers, and then there wound up being an altercation where one officer was punched, another was injured. That incident led to 4 different arrests. However, the details provided by RPD, according to, again, these groups, are that is not what happened. According to witnesses who were there at the scene, and they say they have recorded video evidence of what went down, organizers claim that no RPD officers were hit and that the group was yelling at them in response to 2 people being wrongfully taken into custody. Did get a quote from the deputy chief from RPD, and essentially he said it was a chaotic scene and they were just trying to get to the bottom of what was happening and get people to back up who were filming. Wow. So, yeah, I've yet to see the video, but they say it exists. I'm sure it will surface if that's the case.
Oh, dear. Very disappointing news. And some more disappointing news for the class of 2020. Graduation ceremonies will actually not be allowed to be hosted at Frontier Field. So we had someone call in, a senior dad, actually. It was like, why don't they just do it at Frontier Field? That seems like a great space. They're not really utilizing it that much. Only a couple weekends out of the month here for the drive-in and the dinner on the diamond. But a message was actually sent out to Pittsford Central School District families saying the district was planning on having an in-person graduation there. The district actually had to go back on that. A representative from the governor's office informed them on Thursday afternoon yesterday that the governor is not inclined to increase the maximum amount of attendee limitation. So right now it's 150. Obviously, Pittsford is a bigger school, and there's a lot more spaces than 150 in Frontier Field.
Sure.
So they decided to host an individual graduation ceremonies instead for the seniors. So maybe that's just like smaller groups. I don't know what that really means, but really heartbreaking news. Just when you think you have found the solution,
it
gets ripped away from you.
Ugh. Despite President Donald Trump's sharp criticism, federal guidelines for reopening schools are not being revised. According to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, said the agency would be issuing, quote, additional reference documents for parents and schools to facilitate the reopening and deal with safety concerns in the middle of the pandemic. But he said there would be no changing of the overall guidance. Again, Trump was critical, saying that it was too expensive and unrealistic to pull off. Redfield said, quote, it's really important. It's not a revision of the guidelines. It's just to prove additional information to help schools be able to use the guidance that we put forward. Again, we learned yesterday, we will be learning about what the fate of the school year in the fall will be, the first week of August.
Mm-hmm. Yep. for all you mousers out there that are just flipping out about when Disney's going to open and what that's going to look like once it does actually open, you're going to want to forget about all the meet and greets with all the characters. That's probably not going to happen. You know, when you're little, you go in and you hug Mickey, you hug Donald Duck and Goofy. Yeah, that's not going to happen. And there's going to be no fireworks shows or parades that happen nightly in Magic Kingdom. Those draw so many people together in such a confined space, like nearly around the castle. And it's a lot. And visitors and employees' temperatures will be checked upon entering. And despite the huge surge in Florida right now with cases just absolutely spiking, two of Disney World's four parks are reopening this Saturday. So they're really sending it. It's not going to be the same magical place on Earth that you thought it was going to be before the pandemic, but I mean, they're opening. Everyone's wearing masks, maintaining social distancing as much as you can, and you are actually not allowed to hop in between parks. So there's four parks down in Orlando. You have to stay in one for the duration of the day that you are there. So,
got it. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different for sure.
Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, Wegmans taking some heat for their mask wearing policy. We'll get to that right around 8:25, 8:30 or so. Up online, 98pxy.com, an update on Naya Rivera, former Glee actress, went missing Wednesday after going out on a boat with her four-year-old. The four-year-old was found alone, if you haven't heard the story yet. Saying that his mom went for a swim and just never came back. This is what one of the sheriffs had to say who was trying to find her.
If the body is entangled in something beneath the water, it may never come back up. We don't know. This particular lake in that area, there's a lot of trees and plants and such that are under the water that can cause entanglements. Makes it unsafe for the divers and it makes it more complicated search.
Yeah, so we may never know what happened exactly, which is certainly heartbreaking for the family. There's always that hope, though, you know, when you don't have the proof yet that right, maybe something crazy happened and somewhere she's okay. Certainly hoping that's what the outcome is certainly doesn't seem like what's going to happen, though, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So more on that story. Awful. We'll certainly keep you updated at 98pxy.com for that. If you need some good news to lift you up a little bit on your Friday, got you covered there. Some highlights from today. Someone left a $1,000 tip at a restaurant in Jersey. 75% of parents have witnessed a big moment in their kid's life that they would have missed if they weren't forced to stay home. And there's a group in Florida holding drive-through job fairs, trying to get people to get back to work.
Would you look at that?
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Yeah. Yeah. Plus, our poll for Savage or Sensible. Some people, I've been called a misunderstood genius for this. I've also been called disgusting for doing this. Brushing your teeth at the kitchen sink.
There's just no need for it.
Where do you stand? No, that's not true. There can be need. There's some people that are explaining why there is need for it. If you want to jump in, 585-222-9800. Call or text right now. Savage or Sensible, brushing your teeth at the kitchen sink. What do you think? You can vote still, too, up at 98pxy.com. Or just text in the keyword vote. We'll get back into it here in a couple of minutes.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.